Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Did you know that most halal food comes from non-Muslim countries? Or that $1.4 trillion halal food industry, the industry goes beyond food. It includes medicines, cosmetics, and Singapore-based company What's Halal has a vision to create a halal ecosystem, a definitive guide on the halalness of your food and where it comes from included in that ecosystem. Joining us to tell us more, we welcome now live What's Halal CEO Azman Ivan Tan. He is CEO and Business Development Director Hadi Rahmat, also joining us live. Welcome, gentlemen. Can you tell us, first up, what What's Halal does?
Thank you so much for the introduction. So I'm Hadi back again. So What's Halal is basically in the industry of merging two different industry, which is the halal industry and the technology industry, using What's Halal blockchain. So blockchain is actually the underlying technology that we are using.
So you're using blockchain as the basis for what it is that your company does.
Yep.
Okay. Now, give us a sense of exactly what you're trying to do in terms of building this ecosystem. What does that refer to?
All right. So basically what we are building is, you can see it from two prongs. On the horizontal level, we are looking at combining the whole supply chain. So because right now, whole supply chain, halal supply chains are very siloed. Right. So what we are trying to do is with blockchain, we can actually connect from agriculture down to manufacture, down to merchant and consumer. That's one layer. But vertically, if you to see them on that level, we are talking about halal certification process, how we are harmonizing the different standards worldwide.
Okay. Well, the State of the Islamic Economy report 2018-2019 pointed out that a lack of international alignment is causing an increase in costs of manufacturers, largely due to duplication and also added complexity. Why is there a lack of international alignment among global halal certification companies? And maybe CEO Azman Ivan, you want to take this one?
Okay. Actually, if you like to look at the lack of, I would say, harmonized platforms, because every area has a different law, local law. Like Singapore, we have MUIS as the Sharia law for halal. So they define this law based on a certain school of thought. So if you go to Malaysia, there's also, we are largely the same between Malaysia and Singapore, but their process is slightly different. Mm-hmm. But if you go to Pakistan, you go to South Africa, it's also in a different school of thought. Largely, 80% is about the same. The other 20% is the slight difference between all the different countries.
Okay, so how does your blockchain, I suppose, make sense of all these different definitions of what halal is?
Okay, so we're starting areas, different sectors, I would say sectors, but sectors. So at this point, we are targeting mainly Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore. So in this region is the Shafi'i school of thought, and is about there, same. So as we expand to other regions, we will incorporate their school of thought into the system. See, the ingredient itself doesn't change. It's how we actually apply the laws on the ingredient. So when you apply the law, then you can say, okay, whether this ingredient becomes halal or non-halal for that group of Muslims.
Just to add on to that. Okay, so basically, a very good point from Azman. So I guess the next point is because the technology itself is bipartisan. So we are neutral. So technology is neutral. So regardless different regulations from different countries itself, we are not creating a new standards. We are trying to say that every standards makes sense because every standards holds on to a certain demographic kinds of criteria. So all of these standards will be on the blockchain. So what we're trying to say, if I'm entering into Indonesia, we will follow BPJPH law. If they are entering MUIS, Singapore, we're following MUIS law. If we're entering South Africa, we're following the South Africa religious authorities. So what we're trying to do is to harmonize this on that same platform itself.
So tell us, what are some of the big opportunities or the gaps that you see in the halal market that you say is worth some $1.4 trillion?
Basically, I guess from the reports that we do have from Thomson Reuters, they are looking at 1.9 trillion 2023. It's a huge market. So the gap that we are looking at is first streamlining processes. So back again on the horizontal level from the whole supply chain, we are talking about simplifying processes. So regardless whether you are from the agriculture manufacturing point of view, how you actually talk, the details that you capture, whether the details, the integrity is maintained from one end to one end until it reaches the customer, we are talking about adding the other level of assurance on the current halal standards. That's one. Secondly, if you're talking about the halal certification process, every country, even though they are talking about different standards, 80% of the processes are similar, from consultant to uploading of ingredients to auditor to the certifying body and before they get the chop of halal. So what we're trying to do is simplifying the processes.
Now, over in Dubai, gentlemen, you have a halal chain and they too use blockchain technology to sort of help consumers track and trace halal products. How does what your company do differentiate itself from your competitors like Halal Chain?
So Halal Chain is not a competitor to us. I think we need to take out that word competitor when we are talking about trying to harmonize across every...
Why are they not a competitor?
Okay, Halal Chain is actually is a halal blockchain. So from what we understand is they are actually selling blockchain solutions. We are not selling blockchain solutions. We are building a halal blockchain where we do halal traceability from farm to table. So that's where we stand.
So would you be selling what you do to other companies?
We don't sell. We provide the services to entities like governments. We provide services to certification bodies, consultants, auditors. From the systems that we provide to them, they will use the system to actually do the halal process for a particular country.
Mm-hmm.
So we make money from them coming on.
Who want the halal certification?
It's like Uber for halal, basically. You look at it. It's a gig economy kind of thing.
I see. Just to add on to that, so basically, remember I was saying that there's two ways how you can see it. So the horizontal layer, that's when Azman says about the whole halal supply chain, but we also go deep, we go vertical too. So we are really talking about how to bring up agriculture into the blockchain.
Uh-huh.
What are the technology required to do traceability? Because blockchain is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can share to the world that you're doing a blockchain, but how do you bring in key people, stakeholders into the blockchain is another game level altogether.
What do you mean? Like for agriculture, for example, can you describe what you just elaborate a little?
So just to give an example. Hmm. So when we talk about agriculture, we need to know, I give you a simple example, sheep. So what type of sheep?
Mm.
What is the breeding type? The type of vaccines given? The food given? What's the age? The husbandry level? So all of these details must be captured. Which pen are they at this particular point of time? Where are they roaming? So all of this is traceability. So when we talk about traceability, these are the details that is needed. I give an example. If you were to talk about like AVA, NEA, these are the key things that they look out for. Governments look out for this because anything happens throughout any period of time, they know where to track. The supply, the product, from where, from which area, what time it happens. So all of these are also captured. So we don't only go horizontal, we go vertical too.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I can hear from the chat so far that the halal industry is actually fairly fragmented. Would it be a challenge to get companies on board this blockchain technology?
Okay, I think we need to position ourselves. When we are a company trying to enter the halal market, it's always about the consumers, right? Mm-hmm. So it's always about how do I sell my products to a consumer. So what we do is we simplify that process. So assuming you're a manufacturing plant in Germany, the first question that you always ask is not which halal certification body should I use, which process should I use, but the first question that you should ask is which markets should I that I want to enter in.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming that you say that you want to enter into Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, the system itself helps you to streamline what is needed to enter these three countries. Okay, at the end of it, when you receive your halal certification, we also help you to go enter into these countries to our partners as well.
Okay, so how can you reach out to companies? How do you plan to reach out to companies that maybe have yet to digitalize their operations? Because you're talking about a lot of information, for example.
Can you define companies? Because these are very big.
The people that you're planning to work with, the businesses you're planning to work with.
So the first entity that we work with is actually the Indonesian government that we just signed with.
Mm-hmm.
So we are helping them with the halal certification law, the new law that is coming up. So what happened is that they need to halalize 1.5 million companies in the next 3 years.
Okay.
Okay, so using the blockchain, the companies can get on board, do the pre-checks, and go through the whole process to get certified.
So I suppose if these companies are traditional and not digitalized,
they are not
how
digitalized.
Are they going to...
So they just need to go to the website, just log in, create the account, get a consultant on board, pay for the fees, go through the steps. It's almost a wizard kind of.
Oh, so it's almost turnkey. You're providing an almost turnkey solution.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we also know that you're planning to expand What's Halal to 14 markets. Maybe you can share with us a little bit more about this.
All right. So when it talks about halal, so as a company itself, you need to look big. You need to look international. So Southeast Asia is the first. So 14 countries within the next few months is because at the end of the day, if you have to look at the kind of list, we are looking at countries that most of them are the non-Muslim countries. Why? Because I can say almost 70 to 80% of the halal export is moved by the non-Muslim countries. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense to go where the money is. So this is why we are moving to all of this country, and basically solutions can come in from the top level, which is maybe the government level, or we can go back to basic, which is the consumer services that what we have too. So may it be dining in, takeaway, delivery. So we are literally covering the whole spectrum of the whole supply chain.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming by and sharing a little about what What's Halal is all about. What's Halal CEO Azman Ivan Tan and Business Development Director Hadi Rahmat joining us live.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.